Chapter 5, The Childhood of Jesus.
During his childhood, Jesus lived in a little mountain village. He was the Son of God and might have had any spot on earth for his home. Jesus would have honored any place he might have chosen to live, but he did not go to the homes of rich men or the palaces of kings. He chose to dwell among the poor in Nazareth. Jesus wants the poor to know that he understands their problems. He has shared all the hard things that they have to go through. The Savior can sympathize with them and help them. Of Jesus in his early years, the Bible says, "The child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Luke 2:40. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Verse 52. His mind was bright and active. Jesus was of quick understanding. He showed a thoughtfulness and wisdom beyond his years. Yet his ways were simple and childlike, and he grew in mind and body just as any other child did. But Jesus was not in all things the same as other children. He always showed a sweet, unselfish spirit. His willing hands were always ready to serve others, and he was patient and truthful. Though firm as a rock in standing for the right, he never failed to be gentle and courteous toward all. In his home, and wherever he might be, he was like a cheerful sunbeam. Jesus was thoughtful and helpful toward the aged and the poor. He showed kindness even to animals. Tenderly, he would care for a little wounded bird. Every living thing was happier when he was near. In the days of Christ, Jewish people carefully educated their children. Their schools were connected with the synagogues or places of worship. People called the teachers rabbis. Jesus did not go to these schools, for they taught many things that were not true. Instead of God's word, they studied the ideas of human beings. Often these ideas contradicted what God had taught through his prophets. God himself, by his Holy Spirit, instructed Mary how to bring up his son. She taught Jesus from the Holy Scriptures, and he learned to read and study them for himself. Jesus also loved to explore the wonderful things that God had made on the earth and in the sky. In this book of nature, he studied the plants and animals and the sun and the stars. Day by day, he watched them. As he did so, he tried to learn lessons from them. He wanted to understand the reason of things. Holy angels were always with him. They helped Jesus to learn about God from the things of creation. Thus, as he grew in height and strength, he grew also in knowledge and wisdom. Every child may gain knowledge just as Jesus did. We should spend our time in learning only that which is true. Falsehood and make-believe will do us no good. Only the truth is of any value, and this we may learn from God's word and from his works. As we study these things, the angels will help us to understand. Then we shall see the wisdom and goodness of our Heavenly Father. It will strengthen our minds. The Holy Spirit will make our hearts pure, and we shall be more like Christ. Every year, Joseph and Mary went up to Jerusalem to the Feast of Passover. When Jesus was 12 years old, they took him with them. It was a pleasant journey. The people traveled on foot or rode on donkeys. The trip took several days. The distance from Nazareth to Jerusalem is about 70 miles. From all parts of the land, and even from other countries, the people went to this feast. Those from the same place usually traveled together. The feast took place near the close of March or the beginning of April. This was springtime in Palestine. The whole land was bright with flowers and happy with the song of birds. As they traveled, parents told their children of the wonderful things that God had done for Israel in the past, and often they sang together some of the beautiful Psalms of David. In the days of Christ, the people had grown cold and formal in their service to God. They thought more of their own desires and wants than of his goodness to them. But it was not so with Jesus. He loved to think about God. As he came to the temple, he watched the priests in their work. He bowed with the worshipers as they knelt to pray. His voice joined in the songs of praise. Every morning and evening, the priests offered a lamb upon the altar. It represented the death of the Savior. As the child Jesus looked upon the innocent victim, the Holy Spirit taught him its meaning. He began to understand that he himself, as the Lamb of God, must die for the sins of people. With such thoughts in his mind, Jesus wanted to be alone. So he did not stay with his parents in the temple. When they started for home, he did not go with them. In a room by the temple, the rabbis had a school. After a while, the child Jesus came to sit with the other youth at the feet of the great teachers. There he listened to their words. The people of Jesus' time had many wrong ideas about the Messiah. Jesus knew this, but he did not contradict the teachers. As one who wished to learn, he asked questions about what the prophets had written. Isaiah 53 speaks about the Savior's death. Jesus read this chapter and asked about its meaning. The rabbis could give no answer. They began to question Jesus. His knowledge of the scriptures amazed them. They saw that he understood the Bible far better than they did. What he said showed them that their teaching was wrong, but they were not willing to believe anything different. Yet Jesus was so modest and gentle that they were not angry with him. They wanted to keep him as a student. Then they could teach him to explain the Bible as they did. When Joseph and Mary left Jerusalem on their journey toward home, they did not notice that Jesus had stayed behind. They thought that he was with some of their friends in the group that traveled together. But when his parents stopped to camp for the night, they missed his helpful hand. They looked for him everywhere, but could not find him. Joseph and Mary became afraid. They remembered how Herod had tried to kill Jesus when he was an infant. Now they worried that something bad had happened to him. With sorrowful hearts, they hurried back to Jerusalem. But it was not till the third day that they found him. Although they were glad to see him again, Mary thought that he was to blame for leaving them. She said, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Luke 2, 48 and 49. As he spoke these words, Jesus pointed upward. On his face was a light that amazed them. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God, and that he had been doing the work his father had sent him into the world for. Mary never forgot these words. In the years that followed, she would better understand their wonderful meaning. Joseph and Mary loved Jesus, yet they had been careless in losing him. They had forgotten the very work that God had given them to do. By one day's neglect, they lost Jesus. In the same way today, many lose the Savior. When we do not love to think about him or pray to him, or when we speak idle, unkind, or evil words, we separate ourselves from Christ. Without him, we are lonely and sad. But if we really want him to always be with us, he always will. The Savior loves to stay with all who seek his presence. He will brighten the poorest home and gladden the lowliest heart. Though he knew that he was the Son of God, Jesus went home to Nazareth with Joseph and Mary. He helped his family until he was 30 years of age. Christ, who had been the commander of heaven, was on earth a loving and obedient son. The great thoughts brought to his mind by the service of the temple, he now kept hidden in his heart. He waited until God's time to begin his appointed work. Jesus lived in the home of a poor man. Faithfully and cheerfully, he did his part in helping to support the family. As soon as he was old enough, he learned a trade and worked in the carpenter's shop with Joseph. Wearing the coarse clothing of a common laborer, he passed through the streets of the little town, going to and from his work. He did not use his divine power to make his life easier for himself. As Jesus worked in childhood and youth, he grew strong in body and mind. He tried to use all his powers in such a way as to keep them in health, that he might do the best work, no matter what it was. Whatever he did was done well. He wanted to be perfect, even when using tools. By his example, he taught that we ought to be industrious, that we should do our work carefully and well. His life showed that work is honorable. All should find something to do that will be helpful to themselves and to others. God gave us work as a blessing. It makes him happy when children cheerfully take their part in household tasks and share the burdens of father and mother. Such children will leave home to be a blessing to others. Young people who try to please God in all that they do, who do right because it is right, will be useful in the world. By being faithful in a humble place, they prepare themselves for a higher position.